Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Mark Edmond, and I'm the Associate Editor of Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with the author of May 2012's cover story, Tangled Mess. Richard Schoenberger is a well-established researcher, author, and speaker. Formerly, he was a practicing industrial engineer and was a professor at the University of Washington, Seattle, and the University of Nebraska. His most recent book is Best Practices in Lean Six Sigma Process Improvement, A Deeper Look. Thanks for taking a few minutes today to explain things.
You're welcome.
First off, give listeners a quick synopsis of what you're proposing in the cover story this month.
Well, it's about simplifying and uncluttering the flow paths. The idea is to reveal quality problems and their causes quickly and clearly. It's a preventive approach as opposed to trying to trace back problems in a very cluttered flow path. You simplify the flow path to begin with. When the flow involves many people, equipment, units, and variable routings, it's a headache for quality management. Too many hands in the pot, as they say. Flow simplification avoids problems in the first place and finds root causes fast and easily in the second. A bucket brigade is a great example. It's a one-to-one flow path or responsibility chain. It's a bit more complicated than that in manufacturing because in manufacturing you have many orders in process at one time and many people and many machines and many routings. And the whole range requires, if you want to simplify this, you need to have multiple flow paths. So in firefighting, you have a simple bucket brigade to process water, but there are other ways of fighting a fire. You might have a sand brigade. You might have a hose brigade. So in manufacturing, it's the same thing. When you have multiple products, multiple SKUs, multiple customer orders in process, the ideal for quality, for finding problems easily, and isolating them quickly is to have multiple, simple, uncluttered flow paths.
Why right now? Why did you decide to write about this topic right now?
I've been concerned for a long time that this issue gets scarcely any recognition in quality and not very much in manufacturing and operations either. I suppose one of the reasons is the silo syndrome. Mm-hmm. In factories, the engineers that design the flow lines are kind of assuming these days that quality is a given. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that's not my job. We have a quality department that takes care of that. So that means that quality must work around the problem by collecting lots of data and doing traceback analysis to find root causes.
Are you surprised we're still talking about this situation where manufacturers or engineers might not understand the best way to diagram or design that workflow to get the best results from the line?
Interesting you would ask the question that way, Mark. It sort of invites me to write this article not in a quality journal, but in one for manufacturing engineers and
sure.
Operations management folks. Well, I've been doing that in articles and books and conference presentations for years. I thought maybe a higher platform for this message would carry it farther and more effectively. This article, I think, appeals to the big Q wing of the quality community. In other words, big Q looks at the big picture, including how to design production simply, in the cause of effective quality management.
You mentioned silo syndrome before. Why else do some manufacturers get caught up with these challenges? And shouldn't solutions like what you're proposing be commonplace by now?
Well, it is commonplace in special circumstances. For example, when production is organized into multiple cells, they've got it. It's a cell is a one-to-one flow.
Yeah.
But in some whole industries, the designs are going in the opposite direction. I mentioned in the article consumer packaged goods, and give as a good example a Korean cosmetics factory that is set up as 23 compact cells making 23 different products concurrently.
23, yeah.
Yep. This is very unusual. In nearly all other manufacturers in packaging, bottling, canning, foods, pills, and so forth, the tendency is to go for high-speed, very complex, very costly packaging lines that have to cycle through a wide range of product types and sizes. They typically there's financial pressure and marketing pressure to produce faster and faster, and the tendency is that the production lines are producing way faster than the sales rate and dumping huge inventories into distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever quality problems lurk in the inventories are discovered, sadly, much later. This pressure for speed fits right into the mentality of the engineering profession. They like the challenge of designing faster and faster lines.
Mm-hmm.
And operations kind of likes the challenge of running them faster.
Mm-hmm.
But running a small number of lines faster to produce all those different SKUs and orders often results in jam-ups and quality issues and especially difficulty in finding problems before they multiply and before the trail of causes is cold.
You mentioned the cosmetics factory. Can you go into some other real-life examples of organizations that had changed things around and adjusted the design, the process design, and became more efficient, saved money, that sort of thing?
Here's an unusual example. I don't know, 15 years or so ago, I interviewed the maintenance folks at the local United Parcel Service facility, because UPS has a reputation for having a particularly excellent maintenance. Those brown UPS trucks always seem to look and perform as if they're brand new, even when they have a million miles of runtime on them, as many of them do. The maintenance methods of UPS are the reason why. A driver drives the same vehicle all the time and has the same maintenance mechanic for years on end. That is elegant. If something goes wrong with the truck on the road, the responsibility chain is just those two people. The maintenance issue can't be assigned to a different mechanic. A failure of the driver to record everything that goes wrong. By the way, UPS has a very, very rigorous system of communicating between the driver and the maintenance mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that goes wrong during the driving day
mm-hmm.
is recorded and passed to that mechanic, and that mechanic passes information on the solution to the problem the next day. So this is a very fine example of a one-to-one flow pattern
mm-hmm.
involving just two people. In the case of a wreck, for example, that sends someone to a hospital or to the grave because of a maintenance fault, the quality engineer and safety engineer and insurance companies do not have to sift through masses of who did what records, which often themselves are wrong.
What are some simple steps an organization can take to try things out, see if some of the ideas, concepts you're proposing can apply to its situation?
In most cases, what's needed is a multifunctional effort to design the production flows for simplicity and lack of cluttering. And this quality may need to be the main message carrier and protagonist, with the persistent question, how can we simplify the flow so quality issues are easily and quickly exposed? Sometimes getting action on this is mostly a matter of education, explaining to everyone why this is important in a quality sense. When the issue is raised in a multifunctional setting, some in operations or engineering may say, well, our objective has been to develop mixed model production lines with the flexibility to make a lot of different product types. In the ensuing debate, a case can be made that multiple simple lines may be less costly to design and operate, less prone to jam-ups and stoppages, and easier to maintain, and so forth, and especially to bring to a state approaching zero defects. Then the operations people might say, well, yeah, we understand this because we are always using the phrase right-sized equipment. Right-sizing the equipment deals with the issue of multiple lines costing too much.
Sure. The article, you focused the article on factory settings, and you just gave the example of the UPS trucks. What concepts and ideas can be carried over to other settings, healthcare, office, etc.?
In some respects, the service sector has it easier than manufacturing with all of its heavy, costly equipment to get in the way of the idea of multiple lines for multiple product families.
You talk about automotive in the article as well.
Yeah, right. That's a very difficult case of trying to have multiple lines because the product itself is so bulky and costly that multiple lines becomes prohibitive. But most of manufacturing involves smaller, less bulky products that are amenable to right-sized equipment and multiple lines. But getting back to your question, earlier in April, I spoke at a conference composed only of college administrators, and much of my talk included simplifying the flows. In the give and take with the audience, they suggested doing this, for example, by setting up a loan applications and approval team, sort of like a manufacturing cell, one-stop shopping for loan applications.
Yeah.
Another idea that came up was dedicated resources just for arriving freshmen, getting them through all of the registration and loan applications and housing and everything else with a minimum of waiting time and frustration. In healthcare, a lot is going on. It's fairly easy and inexpensive to organize patients by type of medical problem. And in healthcare, the reason for doing this can save lives. Simple, quick flows mean quick professional response. There are many ways that this can be carried out in the medical profession. You can have a cancer wing, of course, and a neonatal center, and so forth. That's grouping resources by type of healthcare or medical problem. But then within that, multiple flows of all of the resources that have to get to the patient waiting rooms and examining rooms and operating rooms and so forth.
A lot to consider, a lot of good ideas you've packed into the article, and we're glad you were able to take a few minutes and give us some highlights just now. So again, you can find the feature article, Tangled Mess, in May 2012's Quality Progress magazine, as well as at our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Mark Edmond of Quality Progress Magazine, and thanks for listening.